parents and teachers thought future recesses would be more safer for students at Evergreen Elementary School. When Proposition 1 failed last year, that meant another year watching their children play on the school's aging playground. It's been an issue since Woody Wilson took over as superintendent.
It's had low spots that freeze water in the wintertime and kids fall on them. There are some jagged places around the edge where kids can fall in and scratch themselves up, and we try to protect them from that, but still, kids are kids, and they sometimes go places where they shouldn't.
Evergreen Elementary School Principal Therese Ashton says her and others were disappointed following the results of last year's election.
I thought that more parents and family members would be supportive, and from what I understood, a lot of people just forgot to go and vote.
Last year, voters gave the thumbs down to the proposition by only 40 votes. If it had passed, the borough would have released $340,000 in general bonds to help with the repairs. Residents would have paid an increased mill rate over a 15-year period to recoup those bonds. As part of a 4-to-1 matching grant that was passed during this year's legislative session, the state is willing to chip in $800,000. The borough would have to come up with only $225,000. Numbers like those have Ashton and others optimistic that the proposition will pass this year.
I think it's good for the kids. There's a lot of interest throughout Wrangell to have a healthier community, and I think having a healthy playground is one of those features that we need to support. And I think this is a good start.
Maria Wegg supports the proposition. She says one factor was the lack of campaigning.
There wasn't a campaign. There wasn't a group of folks who got together and said, you know, this is so important to us. We're going to volunteer our time, our energy, a little bit of money to make sure we get the word out about this.
That's when the Wrangell Playground Project was formed. Wegg says since the school district can only educate the public on the issue by law, the group has been active in getting the word out.
We've made phone calls. We've been writing postcards. We should have a big ad in the Sentinel today with a list of over 100 people and organizations in town that are supporting this effort. And there's just been a lot more people out talking about it this year than there were last year.
The group will find out if its tactics work on Tuesday night after the initial results of the local election are in. If the proposition fails, Ashton says she believes the Wrangell Playground Project will continue to push the issue until it passes.
The playground group that was formed, I would assume, would continue to try and figure out what went wrong with this campaign and then go on. The school district will continue to do what it always does. It's in the best interest of the kids, so we're going to keep promoting it as far as making sure that it gets on the ballot. We can do that. And to continue to provide facts that are important for people to know.
The school district will have 3 more years to get it passed. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.